15th of March 2020, Father's Message Part 7. The Messiah testifies the love of the Father. First, the words of the Father from the book of Matthew again. I have always wished to remain in this world among men. So during the flood, I was close to Noah, the only just man then. In the other calamities also, I always found a just man with whom I could stay, and through him I lived among men of the time, and it has always been thus. The world has often been purified of its corruption because of my infinitive goodness towards humanity. I continue to choose certain souls in whom I was pleased, because through them I could be happy with my creatures, with men. I promised the world a Messiah. I did all I could to prepare his coming, showing myself in the figures that represented him, even thousands of years before his coming. For who is this Messiah? Whence does he come? What will he do on earth? Whom does he represent? Who is God? God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Whence does he come? Or rather, who ordered him to come among men? It was I, his Father, God. Whom is he to represent on earth? His Father, God. What is he to do on earth? He will make the Father, God, known and loved. Realize then, O man, that for all eternity I have had but one desire, to make myself known to men and to be loved by them. I wish to stay forever with them. As far as the words of the Father. First of all, we should look at the two dimensions that are in the first section of the text. Our Father also always sought and found someone with whom he could stay, who opened his heart and mind for him. This intention of God to be with us occurs countless times in this message. It is very important for the Father that we understand it. It is precisely in misfortunes and needs, which, as we saw yesterday, can be rebukes of his love, that his love is not be understood, but God is with us. It is obvious to apply this to the present crisis situation, and so not to sink into a general fear or even hopelessness. In this first passage, the Lord emphasizes that the purification are works of his love. This may be difficult to understand at first sight when we see hardship and misery, especially in these days. But if we look deeper, we realize that the purification of this world and also the purification of the church is absolutely needed. My old mother, with whom I recently spoke on the telephone, said thoughtfully in relation to the pandemic, "This is what happens again and again. I don't know why it all happens. Perhaps people need to become more humble." I'm sure that's a good age wisdom. In the light of faith, one would have to add, people should remember who created them and thus gave life. They should repent of corrupt ways and open the doors of their hearts to God so he may dwell in them. We also know purifications on our spiritual path. They even have to be, so that we live from the essential and leave behind everything that cannot endure before God and eternity. Basically, it is like before a near death. What is essential in my life? This question is posed anew by such a pandemic that has not yet been contained. To make God the Father known among men, and to teach them to love him was the task of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ. This was a burning desire of Jesus, for no one knew his Father better than he himself, and therefore no one knew the infinitive love of his Father like him. From the Father he went out to fulfill his mission and returned to him. So far God came to meet us, that he became man in the second person, to be with us, to make himself understood for us, and to redeem us. It is not so easy to convince people that they are beloved children of God, and that their true destiny only unfolds when they live accordingly. This certainly applies all the more when God educates them through sufferings. The Apocalypse says that despite great plagues which they had to suffer, so that at least in their distress they might remember God and call upon him, men did not give God the glory. They remained obdurate. So it should be our urgent prayer to the Lord that people draw the right conclusions from the present pandemic and reconsider their lives before God. In the encounter with the one whom the Father has sent, he reveals his love in a special way. In him the doors are wide open. Indeed, he himself is the gate. In accepting Jesus, we open the door of our heart to the presence of God, so that he can be with us in his word, in the presence of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, in the sacraments. And when we receive eyes to see, we see the Lord everywhere.
With a song out of the Byzantine Rite, we want to honor our Redeemer, our Lord Jesus Christ, he, the only begotten Son of God, and his Word.
Unigénito del Padre y su palabra, tú el inmortal. Libremente asumiste nuestra carne. De la Santa Madre de Dios, siempre Virgen, por nuestra salvación. Te hiciste hombre sin perder tu condición divina, y crucificado Cristo nuestro Dios, muriendo has vencido a la muerte. Tú seno de la Santa Trinidad, glorificado con el Padre y el Espíritu Santo.